So that it comes, we want to make sure you can hear it and download it. Lord, that word of life, that word of exhortation, Lord, that word that comes straight from your throne. I see a canoe and I see you guys sitting in opposite ends, and one paddling this way and the other one paddling that way. And it seems like you've just been at opposite ends at times. But the Lord says, know that I've caused and called you to come together to ebb and flow. And the Lord says, know that I'm working even your relationship and I'm working in your midst. And he says, both of you are very strong and powerful, and both of you have a call and an anointing. And I've told you things, and I've spoken things out, and I've showed you. But the Lord says, now in this season, I'm going to cause you to understand when one should paddle and when the other should set back. And the other should paddle and the other should set back. Whoa. The Lord says there's power in unity. And there's power in forgiveness. And there's power in humility. And Lord, I just thank you, Father Lord. I thank you, Lord, that there's an anointing on this couple to prosper. And there's an anointing on this couple to be successful, to walk in success. And I thank you, Lord, that you're even plucking out any kind of roots right now that went wrong. Any kind of roots, wild roots. Roots that weren't connected to the vine. I thank you, Lord, that you're pulling those things out. And Lord, you're causing them to grow up in you in such a good way, in such a full way. I thank you, Lord, that you are the vine and they are the branches. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you're working all things out for their good. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they're even called to walk powerfully in faith and in believing for the miraculous. And I thank you, Lord, that they have great influence. And many are drawn to them for different reasons. And I thank you, Lord, that you're releasing power into their life. And I thank you, Lord, that you're coming alive in their life like never before. And I thank you, Father, Lord, that you're setting up your dominion and that you're setting up even your throne in the midst of them. And it's time, says the Lord, to advance in me. He says there's no more time to waste. There's no more time to bicker over small things. And there's no more time to do your own way. He says it's time now to come together like never before. It's time now to catch my vision and go with it. He says there is an anointing for prosperity. There is an anointing for success. And there's an anointing for influence. He says, come on now, come together. He says, focus on me. He says, because it's going to be an accelerated time. He says, it's no longer going to be like you're staggering. And man, one step forward and three steps back. The Lord says, no, no, set your eyes on me, set your focus on me. He says, because I am putting you in a time of acceleration. Waste no more time. He says, get on track. I've spoken some things to you and you've put them on the back burner. He says, it's time to bring those things forward and it's time to put on the gas. He says, because it's forward and onward. He says, fear nothing. He says, I've called you to a walk of faith. I won't let you down. He says, you're going to go forward in me. He says, you're going to be tremendous trailblazers for me, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow, thanks.